Poop and pee and 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 poop and pee.
Coming at you live, the Dirty D from RDP Studios. It's your boy Ryan DiPerna, aka Armando, aka Almond Joy, aka Old Hickory. OL Hickory.
Orwell Hickory.
Brian Kenny, aka Beans.
Bill Squire,
aka
I don't have an AKA.
The Rubber Assassin.
Rubber Assassin.
I don't know what that is, but it sounded kind of cool. If you were from Akron, Billy, that'd be better. What's up, guys? It's the fucking Fantasy Boys. How y'all doing? Shout out to Detroit, Michigan. Detroit basketball.
Who are you people?
Yeah.
Is what we want to know.
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? We get numbers for this podcast.
And we get locations.
Assuming, we all assume this would just be like a Cleveland thing.
But and you then, love us in Michigan. We're huge in Michigan.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes. And Byungyo, Japan as well.
You wonderful Swedes and Japs, tweet at us.
Please.
Yeah.
You guys need to
Fantasy Boys at I Am Brian Kenny at Party All the Rhine. At Bill Squire.
At
Please,
Fantasy Boys
Pod.
Please,
for the love of God, do that and tell us how you heard about this and how this is happening. Because
it's not that many people that we know.
No, not at all. And we thought it would just be like, initially...
In countries we've never been
to.
Yeah,
it's great. Well, fucking, if you guys...
I went to Japan's airport.
How was Japan's airport?
It was really cool.
Was it weird when you were taking a piss and you looked over and everybody's genitals were pixelated?
I was used to that.
Yeah.
A lot of, I had some anime DVDs.
Do you think that in the women's bathroom they have to bring in a plumber every now and again to get the octopi out of the drains there? Plumbing?
Probably.
Out of their plumbing?
Yeah. You know.
Out of both.
They like to stick that up in
if
the
you're
nether,
in
nether
Japan,
regions.
You're if you're a plumber, you're also a gynecologist and and also a
marine biologist.
It's 12 years of school. it pays fucking so well.
And the benefits are
wonderful.
What is Japanese healthcare like? I don't know that much
I think
about
it's
Japan.
Socialized, I'm pretty sure.
Once you get sick, you just jam a samurai sword in your stomach and you
just have to commit hara kiri.
Everybody's really prim and proper there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Honor.
It's nice to have honor though. Respect in one's work.
Respect for others.
They don't want to have babies anymore.
Yeah, which is cool as fuck. I bet you Japan's cool as fuck.
Once you're over babies, I feel like you've evolved to the next level.
They're super cool with us.
That's where we get into
two nuclear bombs on them that long ago.
Yeah.
when you stop, like when you like abandon religion and stuff like that and start acting the way like Asian cultures do, it moves things along in the more scary, we're going to clone people. Gattaca, genetic engineering kind
Gattaca!
Of shit.
Gattaca!
No one's screaming the entire day. Have you
Gattaca
ever seen
man! Gattaca man! I'm sorry to interrupt your point. I couldn't help myself.
I don't care anymore. The point is, we should be more like Japan, and in that way we can start bioengineering babies.
Yeah.
And that's good for me because I like coming in test tubes.
My one buddy was getting paid to go in and jack off. Like he got
like a
paid
sperm donor?
Not like a regular sperm donor.
Like it was
to,
a study?
Yeah, to donate his sperm for them to study. So he wasn't like, it's not like they were impregnating anybody and they're giving him like a decent amount of money a pop. He just had to make sure that he didn't jack off like in his spare time at all. All of his jacking off was done professionally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like that would take, you know, because once you're getting paid for something, it always becomes a job. So, like, then you like, because there's times when you just want to get that batch out. And imagine how, like, you'd be
sometimes
like, oh,
it's
but
true.
It's, but it, like, oh, fucking, I won't, I'll lose my job.
He said that he would cheat and they wouldn't say anything, so. But
well, then I'm all in. Let's do it.
Here's the weirdest part. The guy at the counter that like took his samples, somehow with him being in there regularly, they were able to not only make eye contact, but strike up conversation, become friendly, and hang out once outside of the cum lab. Is that not the weirdest fucking thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, you tell that story. Like
I tried to make it a bit, and I think it's so ridiculous that people are like, that's not real. But you it's really to. Fucking, his name is Larry. Larry the cum guy.
That's the guy that worked at the lab?
Yeah, that's his name is Larry.
You should get with Taco Truck Guys and write that as a sketch.
Larry the cum guy.
I guess, yeah.
That's fucking funny. When they went out to dinner...
Pizza was, money, you guys could do this.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're stealing this idea. When we went out to dinner, like, Larry the Cum Guy's like, and I already know what you want to order. You like asparagus, don't you?
pineapple.
I don't know. This is weird, dude. You keep feeding me these pineapples. We're at a really fancy steakhouse. I don't know why you keep ordering me pineapple.
Why do we keep going after Hawaiian food? Hawaiian restaurant to
I told there. You. No pineapple on my pizza. I think it's if you want it on your half, it's fine. Just gives me acid reflux.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Gattaca, man!
Gattaca!
O.J. Simpson is going to be...
Oh, yes.
Back in...
Jail.
The good graces. No, I don't think he's going to go back in jail.
Oh, yeah, man.
He is winning people over.
There was those pictures on Twitter of him taking selfies with just trick-or-treaters and stuff. That's the scariest. That's the scariest Halloween decoration of all time. Like, woo! Whoa!
But, like, he wasn't handing out candy. He was just being nice. He was being, like, cordial. And it's just, like anyone that saw that is like, I would never do that. I would never take a picture with that guy. He's a piece of shit. He killed two people. But it's been long enough that, like, if a 17 or something year old girl or like a dude that's really into football is like, oh, I just, you know, I liked him as a football player, and it's gonna start, he's gonna start being accepted as O.J. Simpson.
I hope so. The Jews paid his debt to society.
Do you think he's been corrupted? He certainly did not pay his debt.
What are you talking about? He was wrongfully imprisoned, sir.
Because also looks sympathetic through the ESPN special and the TV show.
I mean,
because
he
he's a fucking
that,
TV character
I don't
now.
Think he looks.
He didn't look.
No,
sympathetic
no, no.
In
like
the
he's sympathetic. I'm not saying he looks sympathetic in the documentary, but he looks sympathetic because he's been through all that, and you did see.
Yeah, he got fucked.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, but you also remember he killed
fucked?
Somebody.
He killed somebody and he didn't go to jail for it.
He was acquitted, sir, in the eyes of the law. He's an innocent man.
Okay.
But I think there's going to be a lot more O.J. Simpson selfies.
I would kill for an O.J. Simpson selfie.
I would actually absolutely take an O.J.
You'd be a fool not to have...
If I saw him on the street, I don't think I'd be able to stop and ask him for a selfie because he is a murderer.
But if you were trick-or-treating and you're like, oh, well...
I'm trick-or-treating, there's a bunch of other people around? Yeah, sure. I'll approach him for a selfie.
In a public
space. If it's just the two of us, like in a not very public space, I'm not going to approach O.J. Simpson. I'm going to run.
You're going to run, but... That's only if you are fucking someone he loves.
Yeah, exactly. You don't look
he's
you have a glass
you.
Jaw
he's
either.
Still a man that's killed somebody.
Right.
Sir, you are slandering O.J. Orenthal James Simpson. He was never convicted of that.
I'm okay with
and
that.
And that's the thing, too. People are going to be like, people are going to say things like, he paid his debt to society, or at least he's not this guy or this guy, because they're all the sexual allegations.
That's true.
They're going to be like, I think Harvey Weinstein's worse than O.J., even though he murdered them. They're going to be like, yeah, but they got a man, too. So it kind of...
Balance it out.
Yeah.
How about Kevin Spacey?
Wow, I thought his hairpiece was the most offensive thing about him, but it turns out...
I really, really loved him as an actor.
He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. He's still a great actor. Absolutely. That's what, he's actually a better actor than we thought because he was acting
like he
didn't do anything wrong.
Pedophile.
Very obviously gay the whole time. Not a great actor as far as...
Oh, no. Yeah, everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah, everybody knew that he was gay. But, like, the choosing to come out right as this guy's like...
That was
you did some real fucked up stuff. He's like, well, I was gonna drunk. So if I did do it and I don't remember doing it... Then I'm sorry. I am a gay man.
I've been choosing to live as a gay man.
How tone deaf are you with all this Weinstein stuff going on that's going
to
come out that you...
Because they've been getting away with it for fucking 30 years old. Or 30 years, man. Like, they didn't think they'd ever come up.
What is it about being big, powerful institutions that make everybody want to fuck kids?
I don't know. That's...
Well, I think you try to get in charge of as much money and as much stuff as you can, so you can try and cover up that you want to fuck kids.
That's true. The, you know.
So now, if you're a motivated person, I think that you fuck kids. Anyone that's a real go-getter, in my eyes, someone's trying to fuck kids.
Obviously,
if you show up and do
up in life to comfortably fuck children,
that's all I can think of now.
Bunch of overachievers. We know what you're up to.
I'm just saying that's what I think. And that way I don't have to push myself as hard because I don't want to come off
as
someone that wants to fuck kids to other people.
You notice something about Bill? You know what I mean.
He's a really hard worker.
Like, Bill's calling a little too much. Yeah. You think he's trying to fuck kids? You think he's trying to sell himself up financially to be able to fuck kids comfortably?
Bill wrote a script. It's pretty good. Seems like he spent a lot of time on it.
Throw it in the fire. Make sure he doesn't get a
dime. I don't know. All that hard work gave me some real weird vibes lately. Man, yeah, I don't know. You just like... you know what? The one that kind of flew under the radar, and this happened like maybe a year ago, but remember Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, for years and years and years under President Bush, up until like 2006? He retired, and then he came out, and he was sued for fucking, like, his wrestling students or whatever. He was third in line for the fucking presidency for, like, 8 years.
What?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And that was, like, major news for about 2 days last year during the election. And that's it.
I, like, don't even really remember that.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I don't know that at all.
Yeah, yeah. Google it, people. Dennis Hastert was a pederast. And then he presided over, remember that Mark Foley guy, the congressman that was like sexting pages or whatever, underage pages?
Oh yeah, I remember that
one. Like, he was the Speaker of the House during that. And he's like, well, we can't accept these allegations and we're going to censure him. And he ended up like fucking resigning or whatever. But it's like, motherfucker, you're the one that fucking kids!
Yeah.
He was just emailing them.
Did you see the Dustin Hoffman one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the soft-boiled
virus. Dustin Hoffman was accused by this lady that was like an intern on a movie he was working on, and said that like he would constantly like grab her ass and stuff like that. But then one day she went in to take like a food order for him, and it's like him and a bunch of his friends, and he said, "I'll have a hard-boiled egg and a soft-boiled clitoris." And that was his line. And like, I never like.
It's a terrible line.
It's a terrible, awful line.
A soft boiled clitoris.
A soft boiled clitoris.
That doesn't even sound good. I don't even
know
that.
No, clitorises are supposed to be
don't boil it
raw. Like that's it's a soft boiled like any. Can you name a piece of body part that you want cooked? Like, is there?
I hear if you slice off a little on top of the thigh, it
and then what? Like saute it?
Yeah, saute it.
Okay.
I mean, there's got to be something to it.
There has to be.
Soft-boiled clitoris? Maybe you just wanted to get her in a hot tub. A little post-pussy.
They're ladling like water, hot tub water over a crunch.
Now be careful, don't break the yolk.
That was just his roundabout way of saying,
yeah, I was like, hey,
get you in a hot tub, girl. I'm
trying to get you in a hot
tub. Soft boil that pussy.
But here's the thing we also need to happen with all this is there's got to be, like, guys got to start telling some success stories too. Like, where she was into me and everything was consensual. So sometimes it does work. Like sometimes you can hit on a girl,
sometimes you gotta
and it's just fine. Yeah, it just goes okay.
I don't know. Not in today's day and age, sir.
You can't.
I don't even get horny. Do you guys? Like, I don't even look at girls.
You just listen to Fantasy Boys
podcast. I just listen to Fantasy Boys podcast. I jerk off to ESPN for you people. Because I want to bring you the most up-to-date sports information in a way that Shannon Sharp could only dream of. Actually, I like Shannon Sharp. He's the only pundit that I kind of care for.
I just hate listening to him.
He looks like a Bronco. He looks like a
Did you see where he put
like
the...
Like a horse.
Like a horse. No, that's John Elway is the ultimate fucking Bronco. John Elway is the ultimate former Bronco that looks like a horse.
I don't know. I feel like Shannon Sharpe's face is just so... It's like that lean, like...
Do you guys remember his brother? Remember Sterling?
Sterling Sharpe. Yeah, he played for Green Bay, didn't he?
He was badass, too.
Yeah.
Remember Takeo Spikes' neck? Mm-hmm. You don't remember Takeo Spikes? I don't that dude Takeo Spikes is, at all. You don't remember Takeo Spikes, the linebacker?
I know the name.
Buffalo?
The neck roll, you mean? That like went all.
Oh, no, yeah. Like the actual neck.
Oh. Is that all fucked up or something?
It's enormous. It's the biggest fucking neck I've ever seen.
You remember like the head roll era of the NFL though?
The big, like, big. Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
Look at that dude's fucking neck. Look at the size of that neck.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. It's the biggest neck I've ever seen. It is huge. It's wider than his face.
It's more neck than head.
It's so much neck.
That's what I say about my cock.
look at all that neck.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
It's insane. He's a good linebacker, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I remember... Zach Thomas was like that era, right?
It was a white spark plug?
Yeah, for Miami. And Dat Nguyen. Remember Dat Nguyen for the Cowboys? I love Dat Nguyen.
Dude, did that one dude lose his foot, his leg? Zach Miller?
Zach Miller.
No, they had to have like emergency surgery though, because like his knee got so fucked up it cut off the artery in his leg or whatever.
That's what happened to Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
And Teddy Bridgewater is like back. It's amazing where we're at right now.
Is he back?
He's like cleared to practice. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I like Teddy.
I thought he was done for forever.
That's what they thought, too. That's why they traded a first-round pick for Sam fucking Bradford. Yeah. And then also was Mr. Glass.
Yeah. And then Case Keenum has been playing all right. I mean, he hasn't played great, but they're winning.
Yeah. So that's when you put playmakers around somebody. The right now, the Browns, like, how do you not make that Kelvin Benjamin trade?
Oh, dude!
Why did the Carolina Panthers make that?
I really don't know.
That's stupid.
Here's what the Browns are right now. They're me trying to think of a good comeback to you guys as we're doing a group text, and it's just three dots. And they're just really happy about all the ideas that they thought up, but they didn't send any. Just being real proud of yourself, like, yeah, I'm good at this. I'm good job.
I'm so happy that trade didn't fucking go through.
It was a bad trade.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's how it went down, you motherfuckers. But
it was a good trade.
Second and third for AJ McCarron. Are you out of your mind?
Who has the worst tattoo of all time?
Which with our team is more or less a first and a second. It's a late first and a second, more or less.
Yeah.
That you're willing to trade away for fucking AJ McCarron.
But he's got that hot girlfriend.
He does.
Yeah, she'd be nice to have in town.
Brent Musburger would have been a Browns fan then.
Brent Musburger got hot and heavy with the Casper.
He was practically fucking beating his hog on the air.
You like Gladiator movies? That's ridiculous, though. And now my fantasy football trade in my work league, I traded Shady McCoy, who was like getting anywhere from 12 to 15 points a game.
But then he had like the past few games real good.
2 weeks right after I had traded him, like 27 and 29. Meanwhile, Chris Hogan gets hurt and is out a couple games. Kelvin Benjamin gets traded to the fucking Bills. And I just got absolutely fucked in that trade. And that is what fantasy football does to me every year.
Yeah, I've been, I think I'm 4-4 in our league. I beat Mary barely, like 80 to 60.
Is she still in first place?
Yeah, I think she is.
Whoever I played didn't set their lineup, so I won.
Played Becky, who was like second.
Oh, well, they didn't set their lineup, so I'm 3-5.
Five people out. Yeah. She had a lot of people out.
I was heart.
Becky beat me with like three people out. He was so bad.
Somebody dropped Matt Stafford, and I picked him up, who had a decent game. Like, I'm just like piecemealing the quarterback after fucking Aaron Rodgers went down for the year. That kind of fucked me bad.
Yeah, you just gotta stream him. You should have picked up Garoppolo.
Nah, Goff. I have Goff as my other quarterback, who's decent.
He's having okay.
He's actually
Fucking Carson Wentz.
Fucking Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
MVP.
Well, he's having a crazy season. But that game on Sunday was just insane.
Yeah, like,
one of the most entertaining games.
Yeah.
That was almost as like ridiculous as the Ohio State game, which was, like, I only watched the last few minutes.
So did I.
It was, I'm like, holy shit, they did it. It only took a few different calls where you're like, oh, hey, they want Ohio State to win.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not a big Ohio State fan, but I fucking hate the bunch of boy fuckers that they beat. Because, you know, they covered up raping little boys in their fucking facility.
Hey, if I win some national champions, like I'll become a coach. Yeah. I'll start some camps. I'm very motivated. Very motivated.
To be fair.
Trying to rebuild that program a little too much.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Probably the most accomplished pedophile was in the sports world was fucking Jerry Sandusky. You got it. I mean, for all the time.
That we've caught.
That's true.
But you don't know what Roger Goodell does.
Well, that's true.
Or Bill Jerry Belichick.
But I just mean that how many boys did he fuck? It's amazing that he coached the Penn State defense to 2 national titles.
Where do you find the energy?
It's like he's an old man. You're nut once and you're done for the day.
Well, that's like how he
totally dismantled them.
Rewarded himself. He's like, all right, if we win another championship...
Like a Hershey kiss that he puts after the end of his workout.
I get to do it 4 more times. 4 more.
Oh, yes. They should have fucking gave the death penalty to that vile program and its vile fans.
Does it make it weird that he blew the kids?
Did he blow the kids?
He blew the kids.
That's incredibly weird, yeah.
Yeah, that's like way weirder.
But you know what that is? That's him trying to make them think that it's like fun for like they're getting something out of it. I think.
I don't know. I don't want to get into
or the he just likes sucking little situation. Baby dicks. Little dude dicks.
Fucking kids is super, super weird, especially like being so brazen about it. Just right in the showers, right?
I know. I just also knew my hygiene, so even though they were in the showers. Strange. They were in the showers. Like, I know my hygiene at that age was not great.
Do you think there's other pedophiles out there going like, Icarus just flew way too close to the sun?
It's like, sir, here's a Jolly Rancher, okay? Instead.
Do you ever think, like, your hygiene saved you? Like, you were just a shitty, smelly kid and, like, it saved you from being abused?
No, I was a hot little piece of ass.
See, I was probably the kid that like someone's like, I see an opportunity here, and I just had like food on my shirt.
Like it's gross, I'm gonna catch something.
Ugh, little slob. He doesn't even deserve me.
I wore the absolute largest sized robe for being a surfer, or an altar boy, whatever you want to call it. So I think that people just kind of looked at me and were like, he would be a challenge. Nobody was up for it.
He's going to be sweaty. I don't want...
He is 12 and 200 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had a gut. So, like, they were like, oh, I don't want that little mushy shit.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a BBW enthusiast pederists, right?
I would have been technically a BBW. I would have fallen under that category. But, I feel like...
A big, beautiful little boy.
Baby Huey Chasers.
Little boy. That's the W in the BBW of the pedophile world.
Oh, man. We should probably stop talking about pedophilia.
We go back to bestiality.
Oh, yeah. Bestiality. What was that last part about the bestiality got cut out?
All of it? All my bestiality talk?
I fucking put the podcast together in 6-second unsorted increments for straight days. Jesus. And I got like a half hour in. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, my brain's gonna fucking melt. So then I just like recorded like a little reminder or like an explainer that I fucking fucked it up.
The audio.
And then I put like the audio from your fucking viral video at the end there. I gave the people a little snack for sticking through the whole fucking thing.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, so that was my bad. I apologize. But, you know, this one's been fucking great. Even though that we, or you missed the last one when we talked about bestiality for like fucking.
We talked about bestiality.
Yeah,
I watched a documentary.
We talked about bestiality.
Watched a documentary, and it ended up like I was just trying to watch a regular old documentary about voice fuckers, and it turned out to be about Mr. Hands, which is this video I saw as a kid where a dude gets fucked to death by a horse.
To be fair,
our Japanese listenership is skyrocketing right now. I assume that when you said that we were big in Japan, now it was because they listened to me talking about bestiality.
Perhaps.
But yeah, like it was just like I was looking at lists online of like crazy mind blowing documentaries to watch, and this one called Zoo kept coming up, so I started watching, and they're like, you know, it's a documentary about dudes that like to get banged by horses. But not really, like, it's more about like what they went through and like this community that formed on this farm in Washington. And then it's centered around Mr. Hands, which is a guy that there's a video.
He brought everybody together, right?
No, he didn't bring everybody together. He was just one of the...
Oh, he was just one of the guys.
There's a guy named Coon or something like that. He took care of horses for these old people who were never home. Like, they were always flying somewhere else. So he was just like, I got this horse farm. We all like banging. We all like getting fucked by horses. Because of the internet. It was like the very early days of the internet when people that like to do weird stuff started finding out they weren't alone.
Yeah.
And they just... all started banging horses. Mr. Hands worked for Boeing. It always makes you think when you see super successful people that may be putting themselves in a position financially to be able to comfortably fuck horses and kids.
That's true.
So,
or in the case of Charlie Sheen, contract AIDS.
We don't know that he didn't do those other things as well.
Oh, I guarantee he did.
But doesn't that make you feel better, like, with all the allegations that are coming out? Like, no one's been like, oh, Charlie Sheen was also a rapist. Everyone's like, well, he was consensual. I mean,
he paid me.
Yeah.
He like, allegedly, he would just, like, fucking fuck, like, transsexual...
Yeah.
Prostitutes and stuff like that. And, like, just because he tried everything. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, you get fucking...
Yeah, he's a hero.
When you're that...
When you had enough of regular stuff and stuff that can be offered to you, you start taking, you know, going for other weird stuff.
It's just really funny to me.
I've heard different people. Like, Jake the Snake Roberts talked about shit like
that. Oh, I'm sure. Well, I just think it's really funny to me that whole...
Do you think you're a fuck the snake?
Oh yeah, he fucking.
I think totally fucked that snake.
Absolutely. No way. I think he was very good for the snakes.
He got fucked by the snake.
So he had the snake tail in his butt.
No, the whole snake.
The whole snake
right up his butt. Ate his poop.
I see. How else is he gonna get the gerbil out? That's really not how snakes eat.
That's totally.
This is our best
episode. Jake, you're looking svelte right now. Snake eat my poop is great.
snake eats all, it gets all the calories out of me. I eat whatever I want, and then the snake goes up there and gets it.
It's like one of those coffee enemas.
Yeah.
But with a snake. Yeah. A live snake.
I'm on a snake cleanse.
I mean, it's already
salmonella. And it probably feels really good when the snake does its like little tongue thing. Like,
sure.
I'm going to go snake out the pipes.
Anyone ever walked in on him and then like the snake was up his butt and he had to act like, hey, I just wanted to... Like,
he stands up straight with his hands on his hips. Just the tail's just flapping around behind him. Like, huh? What?
Hey, come back later. The snake's upset right now.
You take his tail and pull.
One time...
that would be really dry.
One time, Sarah and I were at the bar.
You put a snake in her butt?
Close. So, it was during the Cavs game, and she left early. And, like, a little while, I got a text message that said, there's a snake in the house. And I was drunk and shit, and I was like, oh, yeah, baby. There's about to be when I get home. And she sent me back, no, you fucking moron. There's literally a snake in the house. There's a garter snake that fucking got in there.
Aw. Did it get in anyone's butt?
I was thinking about it.
I'd be terrified of that. That's actually scary.
Like a mud shark or like Zeppelin?
No, it was a red snapper. The mud shark got distorted over time.
Yes. I bought a book, the Three Lies of Jimmy Page. I haven't gotten to start reading it yet, but He's
speaking of guys that fucked 14-year-old girls.
A lot of people apparently fucked that 14-year-old girl in rock and roll, though.
Yeah,
David
yeah.
Bowie did. And
oh yeah.
I think David Bowie took her virginity.
Well, like almost famous, Penny Lane in that movie is like 16, Penny, based on a 14-year-old.
Lori Maddox is the girl's name that Jimmy Page took around.
Okay.
He was like super like protective of her and like wouldn't let people talk to her and shit.
What are you gonna talk to a 14-year-old about?
God, I could not.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you
what?
Wanna here? I have a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, and 18-year-old, and here's the conversations we have at dinner. You guys want to go see Thor? No. Okay.
You guys want to go see Star Wars? No. Okay. You just throw out movies.
Oh, yeah. Just. You guys want to play Uno? No, you just want to look at your phones? Okay.
Specifically, what does Jimmy Page talk to 14-year-olds about? Like, that a 14-year-old would fucking care about? It's like, do you like heroin and the occult? No.
Okay. How do you feel about Aleister Crowley?
That was a... did you ever see... It's like their movie. I can't remember what it's called. Oh, Song Rain's the Same. Yeah.
I never saw it.
They like have all those weird, stupid, like dream
sequences. It's all so strange. I love it.
I don't know.
Because I've only watched it when aggressively high.
Yeah. So, which is the only way to.
Yeah. And it was amazing. And if you've never been aggressively high and listening to In the Light, you're doing everything wrong.
Oh, I guess I'm doing everything wrong. I'm just not.
You really should get super, super high and listen to that song.
Okay.
I like Zeppelin a lot.
Zeppelin's fine, but I just don't fucking do music like other people. People, like, get way into music, and I'm, like, I like music, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I was at, like, the Pixies, and I was just like, all right, we get it. You're loud.
I like the Pixies.
I love the Pixies, but I don't like concerts.
Yeah.
I don't like concerts. I get, like, very annoyed by really loud music. Like, my girlfriend will turn on, like, loud music in the car, and then try and have a conversation with me, and I'm like, one or the other. We can have a conversation, or you can listen to music. We're not going to do both, and also turn it down a little bit.
I get that. I can definitely take concert loud, though. I love that. My issue is having
I used to like
super
it.
Sweaty people bump into me.
I also don't like that.
I really don't like that part of things. Like, I used to love going to Mushroomhead shows. Me and my brother would go to and they put on a hell of a show. It's awesome. But there's no, like, little mosh pit area. The entire crowd just leans into each other. They just launch themselves off of you like a wrestling
game. Yeah, it's awful.
They don't give a fuck, and you just have tiny little enclaves on the side that are trying to hold their ground like a Spartan.
My favorite band is Coheed and Cambria, and so I've gone to see them twice. And the first time, I was, like, in the back of, like, the House of Blues in the pit area. So, like, I had my place where I didn't have to, like, battle anyone because, like, the crowd was all pushing forward. Like, it was kind of great because they had an opening band, and then that band got done. And right as everybody, like, got ready for Coheed, as soon as they came on stage, I'd be, like, pushed forward. And me and my brother stepped back, and so we had our backs against the, like, the railing there. We just got to stand there. We're taller than everybody, so we could see everything. So it was, like, and no one's bumping into us. And then the next time, they were at the Agora, and they gave me a box, and that was fucking awesome.
Nice.
It was like me and Logan, and I just fucking rocked out in this box and like sang every song. And the guy that owns the Agora, like, he's known me for a while, and he's like, he's seen me at a bunch of concerts. He's like, it's the first time I've ever seen you have a good time at a concert. I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's what happens.
That's like Blossom sitting on the lawn. Like, that's ideal.
I love that.
I saw Iron Maiden twice like that, and they're my two favorite concerts of all time.
I'm going to go to Foo Fighters for that.
I really would like to.
At Fantasy Boys Pod to tell Brian and Bill how much of a bunch of fucking queers they are for the stupid bands they fucking like.
You're just going to try and segue into talk about Tom Brady.
I wasn't trying to, but they are fucking, like, those bands are legitimately horrible.
Well, I don't care. Like, I'm not.
I like Mushroomhead.
I don't like
Mushroomhead.
I'm like with you as far as, like, you got really fucking angry that one time when at East End or whatever when they were playing like the
when they were playing like Anthrax like they were playing like Anthrax
that was legitimately terrible
I
metal.
Can't fucking handle
but like
it.
I'm with you for like I liked music back in the day but I can't like now I can't listen like I listen to most the podcast or whatever
I like putting music on for certain situations but I like it low and in the background and then like honestly it's just it's not it doesn't move me like it used to.
I still listen to the same fucking like dozen songs over and over and over again too. I don't know. I wish there was cool music that.
I just wish I was as open to it as I used to be. Mm. And also, like, I hate if you ever tell me like, "Hey, you should listen to this band. You'll like them." I will absolutely not listen to that band, and if I do, I will hate them. If anyone recommends music to me, it just
totally listen to Greta Van Fleet. You should totally listen.
I won't listen
Black
to
Black Angels. I'm wearing the shirt.
Don't tell Black me Angels because I might not like it. Black just Angels let me find it on my own. Or like, just like you'd be in the car.
I heard the one song actually. It's in that Budweiser commercial for those new bottles.
I don't ever watch any commercials.
The Dilly Dilly thing. I hate that fucking shit.
No, that's not it.
Oh, where the guy's like, "Hey, I brought something different," and they're like, "Oh, you son of a bitch!" No, there will be no different things. That thing he describes too sounds good. It's like a mead. I'd have a sip.
There's multiple mead houses in our hometown of Lakewood, and I'm put off by it. I think there should only be one, right? How many people are fucking drinking mead?
Mead houses should be violent places filled with giant dudes.
Yeah, exactly. In furs.
It should, like, if you don't know how to attract that specific crowd, then hire motherfuckers to make it authentic. But I'm not going to a mead hall and sitting nicely at a table.
If I don't hear several yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-hos, I'm gonna fucking be pissed.
So I'm grunting and chip breaking. I want a Viking hall.
You want it to be like a medieval times for mead?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
I'd fucking go to that.
Yeah.
What about butter beer? You ever have butter beer?
I drink butter coffee every morning.
What's that? You just put butter in your coffee?
I put butter and MCT oil in my coffee.
It's bullet coffee, right?
Bulletproof,
whatever. Mm-hmm.
And what does that do?
It's just, like, it's pure fats, and I do that keto thing.
And then just shit all the fats out?
No.
Or do you put the snake up there?
I'll put the snake. Don't worry. Nothing gets. I haven't had a movement in weeks.
And my snake's getting real fat.
He is still alive. I am positive of that.
Oh, man.
Sometimes he tickles my prostate. It's wonderful.
Did you ever have a prostate fucking
stimulation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No?
No. Oh,
fucking boys.
I mean, I don't really like a finger up there. I gotta be honest with you.
I like a well-lubricated finger that knows what it's doing.
I've had several.
I don't want you just up there thinking that you gotta jam it up there or anything. No, you need to have read some Cosmo and go in there with purpose.
Don't poke at it like it's the change or turn button.
Right. and like it's not a violent act. It is an act of precision. And when done properly, fucking not much of a better feeling. But when it is improperly done, you just feel like you're shitting fingers.
I've only been butt-fingered by a doctor.
I've had it a couple of times.
See, now I haven't had that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I had to have that once. It was... unpleasant.
For like those extra like college football.
No, one time I pooped blood.
Oh,
straight blood.
And the doctor's like, "Let me get in there, see if I
can." Like five doctors. They ran a train on my butt. They ran a finger train on my butt.
They had a speculum.
Bunch of little Indian fingers getting all up in my butt. They just kept coming. It was
your asshole started to burn
all over
curry
my sides and my face. They just kept coming.
Darjeeling Limited.
All of that and like days of like thinking, okay, well, I'm certainly going to die.
I have colon cancer, so I think if you're afraid that you have colon cancer, you're just like, get everything in there you can to make me better.
And at the end, doctors came up and they're like, well, you have a hemorrhoid.
And we agitated the fuck out of it.
And ischemic colitis, and I was like, "That second one sounds serious. Right. I'm gonna have it forever." He goes, "No, it just means that you're like colon dried up a little bit. It just kind of happens sometimes."
You should have.
How did you dry up your
drink more water? Yeah. That was about it.
You should have called the incidents with the Indian dudes fingering your butt, Bombay.
I call my butt Bombay. Bombay. Well done.
Oh, man. We haven't really hit on any of them. I actually did like a fucking
some research. He's like, I want to talk about this and this and this.
Yes, and like
and we're I'm just like, good luck, about... stupid.
That's all right. We've just been talking. No,
let's talk about Tom Brady. Because I saw the thing you posted.
Today. Oh yes, Tom and Brady. I like this. Tom Brady is the dumbest man. Fucking alive. Like there's if nobody saw it, ESPN had this long article about Tom Brady that came out today. And it was basically like how he's 40 years old and he's playing quarterback or whatever. Well, he has like this nutritionist guy that's like a snake oil salesman. Like he's pretty much a Scientologist-ish.
Yeah.
And
body vibrations and alkaline diets and yes, shit like that. Yes. And that, I'm sure that all came out because them trading Jimmy Garoppolo very clearly means that they're like, Tom Brady's the guy for at least a couple years.
Right. Yeah, we have a few more years in him.
Which I
Brian Hoyer signed for 3 years with them.
Yeah, I know, which is crazy to me.
He's got to be so happy. Like, this is the first multi-year contract he's ever had in his entire life.
He signed with the Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys want me here for more than a year? I don't have to move? Fuck yeah.
Well, but like the whole angle that they were alluding to in this ESPN thing and like other people around the internet was that like, he's a snake oil salesman. He's in on the plan with this guy. It's like, well, you have to buy like all this expensive shit.
And he got caught up in Advocare.
Yeah, basically. But like, I think it's more than likely that he's just fucking stupid. Like, he's just a fucking retard that they can take. This guy's taking advantage of. Not advantage of him. Nobody's taking advantage
of him. He's just trying to make money off it.
Yeah, well, that too. But I really think that he actually genuinely believes this shit. Like, he's not a bright guy.
It seems like he really does believe it.
He's not a smart guy. Like, the fucking... I just want to be positive, you know, like with the Trump shit, like the hat and stuff. But anyways, here's a choice quote from his book, The TB12 Method, right? So he thinks that like he controls like this. This is like Scientology. This is straight up fucking
Scientology. He's got like his own line of yeah, like electrolytes.
Special, now. Yeah, like clothing. Yeah, yeah. And then like special like weird fucking that well, balances you. Needs. Yeah, really.
That's the thing. Is like he can... He takes good care of his body, obviously.
Well, obviously, Bill.
Obviously. He takes... You know, he's a healthy guy. He eats... And that's what it comes down to. He's got a great, strict diet, and that's why he's still able to play.
And he lets snakes eat the poop out of
him. And he fucking injects HGH into his jugular vein, man. There's no fucking way that
he... Everybody does.
Yeah. There's no way that he isn't taking, like, some sort of anti-aging shit. It's just they don't care because they're the NFL.
No, I think
unless your name is Brian Cushing and you do it fucking six times and get caught every single one.
Isn't Josh Gordon like technically reinstated
yes,
right now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that he got reinstated.
Yeah.
They need to keep him.
Yeah,
I agree.
They absolutely need to keep him. If we were in any
they
sort of...
They should put him in the front office.
Any sort of state of non-disarray, like, I'd be all about getting rid of Josh Gordon. If like we were a team sort of on the rise and we looked like we were showing promise, I would say get rid of a guy like fucking Josh Gordon. But when you are at rock bottom and the only special playmaker you've seen since 1999 is coming back, you fucking let him play.
They need each other.
I mean, he made Brandon Weeden look damn good. Let him take some fucking Deshaun Kizer deep balls.
Hold on. Before we talk
Deshaun
about...
Deshaun Kizer's balls deep.
Why does Corey Coleman's hand break so easily?
He's trying to conduct an experiment where he wants to find the superhero by breaking his hand.
Do you think you just didn't want to play? Like, that's what I felt like with Myles Garrett. He's like, I don't want to go to Michigan. I don't want to go to England and get beat by the Vikings. It's gonna be fucking miserable. So I got a concussion, guys. He self-diagnosed himself.
Yeah.
But good
like
for him.
I mean, that's what guys should be doing.
I mean, I agree they should be, but I also think he's just like, I really don't want to go on this trip.
Tom Brady thinks he's immune to concussions. Tom Brady actually thinks that he
that's a guy that has CTE.
Yes, I know.
That is CTE thinking.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Science just isn't there, guys.
He thinks his body can absorb hit. He controls his own fate, right?
Like gets mushy.
Yeah,
that's what he says.
This is a quote from his book. The moment another player's helmet makes contact with my body, my muscles are pliable enough to absorb what's happening instantly, he writes. My brain is thinking only lengthen and soften and disperse before my body absorbs and disperses the impact evenly and I hit the ground.
I can raise and lower my blood pressure in my mind.
He thinks he's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Right. Where they're like going to punch him and his belly goes in. Like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. That guy is a dumb guy. Like, he's a straight-up fucking idiot that does nothing but fucking play football. You know what I mean? And good on him. Like, whatever.
Do you think he's just football smart? Because I don't even think...
You think he's a system quarterback?
I don't even know if it's like a... I mean, he's obviously a talented quarterback. But, like, that's a complicated offense that they run. I think he's blown his brain out to the point where all he knows is football.
Sure.
And coming in models. And that's all that matters to him anymore.
He's got so much CTE that you can just talk him into believing all these things.
Yeah.
That true. That too, probably.
Tom Brady is... He's the golden boy. He's the league's golden boy. And they...
But even the league didn't... They needed to fucking suspend him.
He just needed a break so they can implant chips in his brain.
Or to, like, fucking... He did go on a European vacation to fucking take his blood and do the Kobe fucking thing and centrifuge the fucking shit.
Did he go with Rusty and Audrey?
I hope so. Mr. Papadopoulos. Wasn't it Mr. Papadopoulos?
George Papadopoulos? For the Trump thing?
Yeah, but was it in Vegas Vacation?
That's Nick Papagiorgio.
Papagiorgio, damn it. Oh, fuck.
There is another guy named George Papadopoulos on Twitter that's like just a Greek dude that's getting a lot of hate right now.
Papadopoulos is so fun to say.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most adorable treason ever.
I was like jumping around with my girlfriend's kid the other day, and I was just like saying, like, George Papadopoulos! George Papadopoulos! He's going to jail! He's George Papadopoulos! Papadopoulos! And she's just like, this is great! Learning Greeks about current events.
Fun last names. Yeah.
They should superimpose his face on the Snuffleupagus. Ah, fuck the Greeks. Bunch of boy fuckers. Right?
Just like wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling's a bunch of boy fuckers?
I don't know. At some point, I'm sure it was.
I'm sure they're all...
Oh, yeah, Roman, Greek. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Columbus, we got listeners down there, right?
Oh, yeah, C-Bus. Shout out to fucking C-Bus.
They got
to
not move the crew. Is it playoff soccer right now?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't even care.
Mike Calhoun is the only guy I know that follows it, but I think he was down there, like, at their last game.
Well, they had a big protest down there, I think, to like, keep it. Because I think the owner is trying to move them to Austin, Texas.
Right.
I've been to that stadium a couple of times for Rock and the Ring.
Yeah, I've been there. It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with it if they move the team.
Mm. I mean, just host Rock on the Range once a year?
Yeah, once a year.
I don't know. They can...
Joe popped up.
Oh, probably Ohio State, I would imagine, would do
just
shit
like
there.
Buy it and like, be like, all right, soccer guys, go play over here.
My buddy used to live like right there when he was going to law school. And one of the years we went to Rock on the Range, they had Cypress Hill was playing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it was so great. But it was in the blacktop. Like, it wasn't in the stadium. It was like in the
park. Oh, yeah, like the side station?
Yeah. And so, like, it was 100 degrees. And we had been drinking all morning, and we had been smoking K2. This was like 10 years ago or something like that. 8 years ago. And, like, I've never felt like I wanted to die more in the fucking sun watching Cypress Hill, which was unfortunate because Cypress Hill is the shit.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah.
When we did Rock on the Range, like, I went that Friday, and I was, like, pretty much kicking it alone.
Uh-huh.
And then that Saturday... Like, I had my set later in the day, and, like, I didn't want to eat anything that day because my stomach was not good at that point in life, and my hotel was 40 minutes away, so I wasn't drinking, but I was smoking a fuck ton of weed, so I smoked all day long, did my set, everything went great. As soon as I got off stage, just went right to the fucking craft services tent. I'm in the buffet line, and I had, like, an all-access pass, so, like, I had the same pass as, you know, fucking Zach Wilde and Slayer and shit like that. So, I go to the craft services tent, I take my plate, the first thing there is just a big fucking thing of steak. So I take 3 steaks, put them on my plate, walk away. Just a plate with 3 steaks on it. I go and I sit down at these long cafeteria-style tables, and this group of, like, tattooed people are there, and I'm just sitting there, and for whatever reason, I just start listening to their conversations, and then slowly start kind of, like, almost participating within their conversation, but not saying anything, like, making eye contact, and kind of laughing and just eating my steak. And they slowly all kind of realize that I'm doing this, and then they all start looking at me, and I was like, you know, if you guys want to smoke some weed, I got some. And then they all got up and walked away at the same time, and it was the band Seether.
Well, fuck Seether.
They didn't enjoy my company.
What's Seether, say it right again? Or no,
I don't know what's on you just saying.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Seether, but I remember the first year I did Rock on the Range, Black Veil Brides was playing pool, like laughing and giggling, and they're like this goth, like emo-y, like big hair, makeup band, and they all, like, they look like a Hot Topic. Just, it was like, this is our band. And they were just laughing and giggling and playing pool, and I'm just like, so you guys are having a good time. You like being rock stars. On stage, you act sad. And then last year, I took I think it was 2016. My daughter wanted to see Before the Horizon or something like that, Bring Me the Horizon, and I just kept calling Before the Sunset.
Me and my brother went to go see Killswitch Engage, and you know how they had that black lead singer, some guy named Howard. Like, they were like the only metal band with like a black lead singer.
Seven Dust,
huh?
Seven Dust.
I'm not too familiar with Seven Dust.
I'm old,
but they're the only one I know.
Who sings Cult of Personality?
Color.
That's not a metal band.
Fuck yeah, it is.
They're not a metal band. No.
Fuck yeah, they are. We're playing out the show with that song. Okay. Go ahead.
So we go to the Killswitch Engage concert, and like the couple warm up bands go up, and then this other band goes up, and they're really fucking good. And me and my brother are standing there going, like, we really have to wait another full band to fucking see Killswitch Engage. It's getting late. And we look at people like around us. We're like, these guys are pretty good. Do you guys know who this band is? And they're like, it's fucking Killswitch Engage. Like, why are you here? Apparently, they had changed back to their original lead singer, and all the diehard fans, they liked him much better and did not like the black guy. So me and my brother stood around going, where's the black guy? We like the black guy better. Bring the black guy back.
Something color. Living Color?
Living Color. It's, yeah. Living Color. Yeah, yeah. Living Color fucking kicks some fucking ass, man.
I would not call them a metal band.
That's metal.
They're
that's
not
like,
metal at all.
That's fucking like glam metal. That's glam metal.
Maybe heavy rock, but...
I don't think glam metal.
Glam rock is different than metal.
That's not... Glam rock and glam metal are two different things. Glam rock's like fucking T-Rex and like Bowie. Glam metal is like that 80s shit that's just mostly bad, but has some fucking... bangers, and I'm like, fucking, I'll get down with a little bit of Motley Crue every now and again.
I saw Motley Crue and it was not great.
Oh, I'm sure that? Now they're not.
What is it?
Listen to that umpire's call.
What did he say? Oh, strike. That was a strike call.
That was the umpire.
Strike it. That's been a crazy fucking series, man. I saw that game 5.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, what's happening right now with it?
Man, when Yasiel Puig hit that fucking home run in the ninth inning. I love Yasiel Puig, by the way. Like, I don't care.
Because he's nothing Astros.
Yeah, because he's fucking... Oh, really? Wow. Off of Yu Darvish?
I thought he was last night.
No, it was Rich Hill. Former Indian Rich Hill.
5-0, bottom of the fifth.
Damn.
I saw that the Dodgers wasted bases loaded. Like the second. Holy shit.
Fuck the Dodgers, but Yasiel Puig's cool.
I watched, like, from that game, what was that? Game 5, that crazy game 5 with all those home runs. Like, super
loaded. Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, me too.
From the sixth inning on. It was amazing.
I didn't watch any of it, but I was following on Twitter. It was interesting.
Yeah. I was up to like 1:30 watching
it. I know.
I was watching Stranger Things all weekend.
I busted it all out.
Yeah, I busted it all out in one day.
What'd you guys think?
It was alright. It was pretty good.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I really liked it. The only thing I didn't like, and spoilers, Sweden, is the 11 storyline with like the sister person. I did not care for that.
I fell asleep during that.
That was a little X-Men-y.
So quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it happened so quickly, and they should like... that number 8 was the very first thing that they showed.
Right.
Yeah, that's what...
And they were teasing, season. But you knew exactly where it was going to go. Like, I thought that was a little predictable, but I love what they did building other things and, like, having good scenes that were not like tense or anything. I thought they did that really good this season, where it's just like kind of fun watching like Dustin and Steve walk down the tracks and like bullshit. That was Steve fucking the
really
best.
Redeemed Steve himself. I hated awesome. Him in season one. Now Steve's great. And Bob, yeah. I absolutely thought Bob was a bad guy when he was giving him that.
Sean Austin.
Yeah, he just seemed kind of too happy and nice. And yeah, then when he was telling him like face the bully.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I was like, oh shit, I think he's a bad guy. And then he ended up being the hero.
He was awesome.
I thought that it was good, and like visually and like director, like some of like their editorial choices and stuff like that were cool, and it was enjoyable, but like it just seemed like
I don't even talk about those things because I'm not a cunt.
I like was cringing. I was like, one of these guys are gonna fucking chat my ass for talking like that. But like it seemed like they wrote it really quickly, because they did, because it got renewed, you know what I mean? Like, well, we're the first one. And then the other thing that bothered me the most about it is, like, fucking, all right, like, the kid without the teeth, what's his name?
Dustin.
Right. So he finds the fucking thing, like, the unidentifiable creature. Yeah. A year after a fucking interdimensional demon came, like, I would fucking kill that thing on the spot. Like, don't think they're fucking
But you friend. Also, like, it took
a year for it,
like, it was super small, like, because it was the one that the dude barfed up, right? Will barfed it up, goes down the sinkhole. And then we see it all these, like a year later, and it's hardly grown at all. And then within days, it has grown into, like, a full, like, that's their gestation period. They don't grow at all, and then they grow to a dog.
Once you feed them some fucking nougat, man.
Yeah, feed them some nougat. But anyway, I don't think about that stuff when I'm watching that show, because I don't need to like, get that
it's
deep
into
it.
It's hard for me to fucking suspend
I know, this I know. I was just happy that it was fun.
I thought Paul Reiser played a fucking good part.
Paul Reiser was great. Yeah, I love that too. I love that he wasn't like the typical evil doctor. He's like, I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah,
this
is
a fucking really hard job. There's an interdimensional portal, and I'm just trying to do my best to make sure nobody else dies.
I thought it was good.
And then they all died.
That 11 thing is the only thing that threw me off. I feel like something like that should happen over the entire season and then culminate. Like, I don't think you just kind of like mention it. The very first thing, it's going to be so enormous, and then focus one episode on it and just be done with it. Like, it was just
she had to, you know, do her like out on her own venture, like Odysseus's like hero tale. So I get what they did, but I think if they would have executed a little different,
don't keep her with Hooper for most of the season,
right?
Like, show maybe one. But I think they were trying to establish and then have her go. Do the rest of the season like that.
I think they were trying to establish the connection that those two had. But I think you could have done that way faster.
Or save the sister thing for season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was
anyway, it's still good.
Other than that, loved it.
It was enjoyable to watch.
You stay in a good mood the whole time.
Yep. But it's still tense. Kind of feel to it. Still got lots of intensity. Fucking gory. I mean, that's the one thing. That was a gory death Sean Astin. Like that, Bob died a hero's death, a very gruesome hero's death.
Bob was a good man.
What's the last movie that Sean Astin has been in, Astin or whatever?
50 First Dates. I can't remember. Yeah. He's been in some stuff.
Nothing real big. Yeah. I mean, but once you knock out Lord of the Rings, you're like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want for forever. He can fuck kids if he wants to. He might be fucking kids.
But Pete Jackson
all them kids.
James Cameron.
Yeah, totally. George Lucas.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
Some
X-Men. I know, I bet George Lucas is a horse fucker. That's why he's got that farm.
Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah.
When I get done with you, baby, you're going to be Skywalker Blue Cheese.
You're going to get Skywalker right for a week.
Break me off a piece of that celery with this Skywalker Ranch.
Do you think he like dressed the horses up like different Star Wars, like a Tauntaun or anything like that? he's rich enough that he could have done. He didn't even have to like stop at horses. Like, he could fuck a fucking ostrich. Or
I would be hard to fucking ostrich.
Did you guys see that furry lady that freaked out on Twitter? I retweeted some of her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It is hilarious.
What happened?
It's like she was like, this is offensive.
Okay, so let's see. I think it got deleted. Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Hold up. I just don't. Sometimes Twitter
confuses you.
Yeah, all the fucking like your
simple.
So this girl, this girl said, Kevin Spacey, after 10 more people go on record, I would like to announce my fursona. Okay. And then, where's the lady's responses? She might have deleted. Ooh, she blocked me. I can't see him. She blocked me.
Wait, why did she block you? Did you say anything to her?
I kind of commented on the whole thing, that this was just all the best thing ever, and everybody to leave that lady and her mascot sex alone.
What's her name?
She was like finder? Freaking out. Oh, okay. P-A-N-D-R-A-N-N-E. Pandran.
P-A-N-D-E-R...
No, P-A-N-D-R-A-N-N-E.
D-R-A-N-N-E. Natalie?
Yeah. Yep, Natalie.
Okay. See, she retweets a lot of people's shit.
Go to her, you know, the tweets and replies thing or whatever.
Twitter's a vile, vile place.
She pretty much freaks out on this person that posted this joke saying that she was harassing furries and talking a lot about, you know, just...
Oh, she tweets a lot. Yeah. How many days ago?
This all happened, let's see, 2 days ago.
2 days ago, okay. Yeah, I have a fursona. I'm proud of this fact. Go ahead. I dare any of you to harass me for it. You'll be blocked and reported.
Sona, what's that?
Fursona, that's her...
Fursona, you...
She's a furry.
Oh, fursona. Oh, okay. Ugh. Can you imagine how, like... Ugh.
I had sex. Okay, so she started... I know this girl that, like, started it. Kevin Spacey, after two more people go on record, I would like to announce my fursona. And then she replies to that. Is that's harassment? That's hilarious. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Go to the owl thing.
Owl. I'll report you to Twitter.
Orange, you glad you didn't say banana?
Listen, not to kink shame anybody, but fucking, I don't know. How about go to a therapist before you fuck strangers in a fox mask? That's just me.
Man, we're just fuck people in fox masks.
It's not a fetish, she says. I can't find that. Since I and my husband are furries and we found them offensive, they were directed at furries. They're indeed considered harassment.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Man, she went it.
She went hard.
She's just going off after everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Twitter is a vile place.
It is. People are savages.
But she's also, like, hey, you should vaccinate your kid, so it's not all bad. She's just real sensitive. She's just real sensitive about being a furry.
You gotta let me fucking make people break, you know, make some sort of jokes. People aren't harassing you. You fucking jumped on somebody for something ridiculous, so you get dogpiled on for a second.
Yeah, just like...
And that's kind of like, isn't that okay? Getting dogpiled? Fursona. So we should. Oh, I'm gonna tweet something about furries and see if she finds it, and starts something with me.
Dot at.
I'm just do. My fursona involves a snake eating poop. A poop eating snake.
I guess a snake eating poop and a poop eating snake are the same thing.
I just think the
word well, a snake eating poop is just dabbling. A poop eating snake makes it a lifestyle.
Listen, Gary, I tried eating this poop once, and I think I'm gonna make it the jump, or you know, the slide.
Not me, man. Not me.
Just dabbling versus. All right. I tweeted this. We'll see if she takes the bait. I'm hunting fooies. Alright, we gotta end this one. This one's long.
Yeah, oh man.
Save it right this time.
We didn't hit any of the topics, but that's alright. I wanted to talk about Poo Poo John. We'll do it next week.
Poop and pee and poop and pee and poop and pee.
Fuck Papa John.
Oh, Papa John. I bet he...
Fuck Sam Darnold.
Fuck Sam Darnold, you redheaded fuck. You fucking, you're going to play in the NFL and have acne. People are going to fucking beat the shit out of you, Sam Darnold.
And you're not going to be able to find a snake that eats your poop to keep you healthy.
No. You're not going to be like Tom Brady and weird fucking
electrolytes and shit. A snake in my butt. Those are my secrets. My brain knows to elongate.
There's a snake in
there's
my
a snake. I was gonna say we should do the fuck that guy, but we can't end any like.
I just see
that.
The snake going through his intestines, like the snake video game, just getting.
it's all like purple, perpendicular angles.
Chopping on turds getting enormous.
Oh man, email the show. Fantasy Boys Podcast at Gmail.
Tell us for the love of God who you are, Sweden.
Fucking just like how. Tweet us. We're fucking affable people. We'll communicate with you. We know. We see that you're out there. Our 100% male 25 to 34 year old audience. We see that you're out there. So fucking interact with us. We'll fucking do a bunch of cool shit with you. So I don't know. Fuck you.
We'll put snakes in your butt.
We'll put snakes in your butt.
Rate. Make sure you subscribe and rate. On iTunes.
Yes. First 7 people that tweet at Fantasy Boys Podcast.
No, at Fantasy Boys Pod.
At Fantasy Boys Pod.
With a Z.
Get a free butt snake. Free now, this one. Is not a snake that goes in your butt. It doesn't just dabble. This is the snake's life. It is a butt snake.
It's very handy.
This is the snake eating. This is the snake that eats poop or the poop eating snake?
This is the poop eating snake. Okay. This is the poop. That's what he's known for.
All right, bye.